This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners,
I see,
and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out today. So we'll be here to answer all your questions. So, you know, we can help you out with anything we can about the garden. So give us a call. As I said I would do each hour, I wanted to make sure I reiterated that last week I talked about, I had a caller that talked about little like ant hills in the yard, in the lawn. I was wondering what it was, and I really thought it was ants, when in fact it really wasn't. It's those night crawlers. The earthworms coming up and feeding and leaving their earthworm castings. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, because last week I had mentioned it. I just want to make sure I reiterated that today. So like I said, I was going to do it every hour on the hour, so it'll be one more time, but just want to make that point. We're going to go right into the phone lines. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bob and Drackett, Mass.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
It's Drackett. This is Massachusetts. We talk funny.
Yeah, we do talk funny over here.
I have arborvitaes that I planted about 15 years ago, and they're 15, 18 feet tall. They're really beautiful. However, they're too close to the walkway. Can I trim them?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely trim them in to get them away from the walkway a bit. Just what I'd like to see you do is take a look at the inside of the arborvitae and kind of look at it and say, all right, there might only be 6 inches of green on the outside. You want to just prune the green. You don't want to prune all the way in, you know what I mean? Because the inside's going to be brown. It's going to have not as many branches. It's not going to be as thick. So, you know, take a look. If something that's 15 to 18 years old, 15 to 18 feet tall, you probably have a couple feet of green on the inside. So you could probably cut it back by at least a third of that. But you want to look at and make sure you're just cutting the green, because on the inside there is a lot of brown, because it's, you know, the arborvitaes are dense, so the light's not getting onto the inside.
Right. So when I prune it and the light gets on it, it should turn green.
Well, the brown won't turn green. The brown on the inside is just the stems, and it's not going to come back. So that's why I want you to focus and look at the green part of it and only prune back a third to maybe even a half of the green part.
Okay,
because what happens with arborvitaes in the fall is they have what's called fall shedding. and the inside turns brown because they can't, the light doesn't get in, the air doesn't flow freely. So that's why, you know, I want you to just focus on the green part so that you make sure that they're still green when you do prune it.
Okay. Do I do it with the hedge clippers or with the hand clippers?
You could do either at this point. I like to, I mean, it's, you're going to have to do a lot of it, so the hedge clippers might be the way to go, just to be easier for you. But take a look on some of it. You might want to, you might see some different branching that's going different ways that you could just get rid of with regular pruners that way. But you could definitely use like a hedge trimmer on the sides of it. But definitely look at just for the green, not the brown part.
Okay. I'll get on that right away.
All right. Yeah, you definitely have time. With anything that's like evergreen that is prunes like that, like, yew bushes or boxwoods, those types of things, or hollies. You have until about July 4th to really cut anything back. From July 4th until the fall, you don't want to cut anything like that because the heat will dehydrate the plant and will actually be less beneficial for the plant. So now's a good time to do it.
Okay. Yesterday I put out my hummingbird feeders.
Perfect.
Well, I guess you're watching me, huh? Right over the river.
Yeah, you know, I'm just down the street, so in Lowell, so yeah, I know what goes on, I guess.
All right, have a good day, Patrick.
All right, Bob, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol in New Hampshire.
Carol in New Hampshire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a question.
Good morning.
Good morning. 2 years ago, I planted 3 Fuji apple trees. I didn't see much of anything last year with them, and I'm wondering what I need to do to fertilize them and to make them happy.
Okay, all 3 were Fuji apples?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think if they need a pollinator. Those are the self-pollinating. Those are self-pollinating.
Yes, that's my understanding.
There's so many fruits out there. I just kind of run it down in my head to make sure. But those are the self-pollinating, so those are good for you. So you didn't have a lot of fruit? Is that what happened?
Oh, no, I haven't had fruit at all. When I planted them 2 years ago, one of them, I believe just one, had a flower. Last year I didn't see any flowers at all, and so I'm wondering what I need to do.
Okay. Now, so the first year I wouldn't have expected anything much for you. It's getting into the ground, it's establishing itself, getting its root system going, etc. The second year, it would start to grow a little bit, but we did have some funky weather last year that affected some of the blossoms and actually could have affected some of the fruit trees that way, especially ones that were in the ground in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, etc. So this year, it might be, you've had some cold, a lot of cold. I don't know what part of New Hampshire you are, but I don't know if you still have snow on the ground at this point.
I'm in the lakes region, and there's just little spots of snow here and there.
Okay. So, which is, you hadn't had any real growth of plants coming out prior to some of this late snow, I would think. That's what I kind of had seen with the cold temperatures. So that's a good thing. If we had had really warm temperatures, middle of March, and then we had this snow that you guys had in the past, like, week to 10 days or a little bit more, it would have been not beneficial for the plant because it could have killed some of the blossoms and the buds that were popping early. So the fact that it stayed cool and didn't push any growth is good for you for this year. That's definitely something beneficial for you, because last year in February we had like a 60 to 70 degree day and then we had tons of rain. And so plants all of a sudden started waking up, and then we got hit by snow, and it really affected a lot of the fruit trees that way. Okay, so that's why, I'm sorry, that's why you should have a better luck this year. Now, what I'd like to see you do is to push maybe some of the growth to it. You can use like a 10-10-10. Fertilizer. You could also use a tree tone fertilizer. Both of those you can find from Espoma. Both products you could use. It's definitely going to be beneficial to fertilize them now that they've, you know, been in the ground a couple years.
Okay,
so a normal fertilizer that you would use for it would be like the tree tone from Espoma. That would be a good one. That's a granular form, slower release, and it will help push through there. But if you want a little bit more, you could actually go to like a 10-10-10, which is an all-purpose fertilizer. Has great for root development and bud development.
Would that be plant tone?
Plant tone is a little bit less than that, but 10-10-10 is just called garden food from Espoma. You can definitely find it at a local garden center.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yes, thank you so much, Patrick.
Good luck. Come on, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more in the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barry in New Hampshire.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
So I bought these canna bulbs.
Yep.
From a farm out in the Midwest somewhere. And I planted them directly in my vegetable garden last year just to see what happened because that was the best soil I had.
Yep.
And I had this red variety that grew about 15 feet tall. They're huge, massive things. And then some yellow ones were probably about 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So in the fall, I dug them up, shook most of the dirt off of them, and put them in the basement. And now they're here. I don't know what to do. some are kind of dried up. Others have big pointed eyes sticking out of them. And okay. I don't really know how to. I guess I wanted to put them in a pot because they didn't grow really until probably. I didn't have flowers until probably late August. So I wanted to try to move that up a little bit if possible.
Yeah, so you can definitely start to put them into pots now. Just realize you're going to need a decent-sized pot to put them in. You might be able to get some plastic ones, 12-inch, 10-gallon maybe, just to put them in there to give them some area to take up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That seems like a lot of soil, though. Should I put something in the bottom of the pot so I don't have to use all that soil, or do they
need? You could put like some rocks in the bottom, or some newspapers to fill up some of the bottom. Crinkle them up. I just like to for the big one, the one that's going to get like 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
The root system that you're going to have on that, if you have it inside for the next month to 2 months or so, probably month, it's going to be a big root system, and the more of a big root system that you can get to transplant it from a container into the soil, the better for you. So that's why I was saying that type of soil. Plus, when you plant it, you want to get it about 4 to 6 inches deep, And so some of the, you know, like a 1 gallon pot is only like 8 inches deep. And so you're not going to have enough space for the root system to really grow. That's why I want a bigger pot. But you can definitely put some rocks or some newspaper or something as, you know, an aerator underneath it to do. With the bulbs, what I'd like you to look at is, you said some of them are soft. Feel them out and see if they're completely soft all the way through or if it's just part of it that's soft. Okay, if they're completely soft and almost mushy, then those might not be ones that are going to come back for you. The ones that are already have those little eyelets coming out, those are ready to go. That's what you want to see. So you can definitely put those into the into containers and get them ready for, you know, to be planting outside. But you can, you know, get them planted in there, use maybe some of the Biotone starter fertilizer to get them going. But these are something that want to be fertilized monthly, maybe even a little bit more often, maybe every 3 weeks. They do better when they're fertilized, and they flower more when they're fertilized. So maybe do a little bit of that. You can use like a liquid fertilizer, maybe use some like the Neptune's Harvest. Or you could use, you know, some of the wettable powder type fertilizers as well.
Okay. And so, am I planting them so the eye is pointing upward? Or
yes.
How does that work?
Yes, you want to have that pointing upwards.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
Okay.
And how deep do I plant them?
So you'll plant them about 4 to 6 inches deep in the soil.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's why I was saying, you know, maybe a bigger pot, because some of the smaller ones are shallow.
Yeah.
That's my bigger concern, is because you have to go 4 to 6 inches deep. If the pot's only 10 inches, you're putting it pretty low. You know, you want that root system to have something to grow to, so that's why I was suggesting a bigger pot.
Okay, yeah, I have dozens of these things down there. I just had babies all underneath it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could always put some in pots, some in the garden, and have different times of the year that they're blooming, so you're having them for a longer period. So that might be an option, too.
A great idea.
All right.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Barry, good luck.
All right, take it easy.
Bye. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break, and on the other side, more of your calls. We'll answer them the best we can, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's severe weather season in America's South, and yesterday lives were taken as 2 children were killed by a tornado in Angelina County, Texas. Another Texas woman killed by debris. A 13-year-old boy drowned in Louisiana during a storm. In Franklin, Texas, south of Dallas, a tornado there leveled the town, although nobody was killed. The sheriff says,
it's just devastating. The homes, the trees, and the damage altogether. It's just devastating.
The South on alert for more bad weather late today and tonight. It'll move into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast later tonight, and it could affect the Boston Marathon tomorrow.
North Korea's leader says he's willing to have a third summit with President Trump if the U.S. makes attitude adjustments. He says U.S. diplomats came to the February summit with no clear direction. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a couple of holly bushes. I live in just north of Concord, New Hampshire, and even though I sprayed them with wilt-proof, they have just taken such a beating. Can I pick off the leaves, or do I need to cut them back, or what do you recommend?
So that, what color, they've turned black, is that what's kind of happened to the hollies?
Right now, they're completely bleached out, the upper leaves.
So they're, the top is, when you say they're leached out, so they're like light colored?
Yeah, they're not, there's no green, they're all brown.
Okay. So you want to cut back the dead growth, back to, you can actually see sometimes on different plants where the dead growth goes to and where the new growth is.
Oh yeah, that's pretty clear that the bottom 1 foot is nice and green and the upper half is toast.
So you're going to want to get rid of the dead because plants will actually try to fix that area and focus on that instead of regrowing or taking care of the other parts of it. So you want to get rid of that section. So get rid of the dead, cut it back. And what I'd like to see you use is holly tone from Espoma on there.
Okay. Can I apply that now?
You could put that down now. And what you do is you put it on the drip line of the plant. So however wide the plant is.
Okay.
You're going to put it on that side because that's where the feeder roots are. Okay, and you're going to make like small holes in the soil, you know, with a shovel, maybe go a couple inches down and mix it in, and put it into the soil, water everything in. It's a slow release, so it'll go over time, but this will be a good one to give something back to the plant itself.
Yeah, I've been listening to your dad, bless his heart, since the 90s. So, and he turned me on to Espoma. It's a great product.
They are. I mean, with being, you know, a lot of their products all natural, it's definitely awesome.
Yeah, I have one other small quick question for
sure.
you. Is I have some new hollyhocks in the yard, and last year they developed that nasty rust that they all get. Can I use rose drench on that?
Possibly. The best way to, because the drench, you might be able to. I'd have to look exactly. Are you looking at the Rose RX?
The
Rose RX systemic drench. It should be able to, because it does take care of diseases. So you actually could use that. You want it to, when they're actively starting to grow is when you'd want to use it.
Okay.
And you mix that with the water, because one quart is going to do about 16 shrubs. So it's probably going to do a little bit more with the hollyhocks being a smaller plant. You could use it and try to do it maybe in the areas around it too, with any of the surrounding plants that are near it. Just in case it got on there from last year. Another thing to do is in the fall, if it gets it, get rid of the leaves.
I vacuumed practically the whole area because
that's going to help too. That's going to help as well. But that systemic drench should definitely be one. You mix it in a watering can. You don't even have to spray anything. You just pour around the base of the plant.
Okay, so it doesn't actually have to get on the leaves.
You don't want to put it on the leaves, because what it does is it absorbs through the root system and then goes, it translocates through the plant and goes everywhere in the plant and helps it become disease resistant, and insect protection as well.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'll give that a try. It's a really old variety and it'd be nice to save them.
Yeah, that's definitely worth a shot. And then even throwing in like some copper fungicides, if you start to see any of it, you kind of know about the time of year that it would do it, because it does it always at the same time.
Right.
Get some copper fungicide as a backup. And if you start to see any of it, start spraying it at that point.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Massachusetts.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. You're doing a good job, Patrick.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a quick question. I'm looking for a flowering perennial to put facing west, which doesn't get much sun.
Okay, a flowering perennial. Are you looking for it to get big or small, or what do you?
Say about 3 or 4 feet high would be good.
You could actually use. Have you ever heard of Joe Pieweed?
What is it, Joe?
Joe Pieweed.
No, never heard of it.
Joe Pieweed likes the shade. They have some like chocolate varieties. I think it's like chocolate Eupatorium. Is a good one for the shade. It has a white flower with dark like chocolate colored foliage. That would do well in there.
Does that bloom all summer?
It doesn't bloom all summer. There's not a lot of perennials that'll do all summer.
Okay.
But you could kind of mix and match a few. Summer stilbies will actually take some good amount of shade. You usually see them in sun, but the astilbes will take some shade. That way, so those might be nice for that area. You could use bleeding hearts, but that would be early. They're usually blooming right around now. Bleeding hearts love the shade.
Okay.
There's types of heuchera. Those don't really have a lot of flowers. They send off a shoot, but the heuchera has so many different color foliage that it's kind of like it's flowering because it's different than just the green that you would see.
Okay.
That might be nice to throw in there as a foliage, because that's going to give you color. Say it's a red one, it'll give you that color all season.
Okay.
Versus, just green leaves, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, do any of the geraniums accept the shade?
I have to double check which geraniums. A lot of them like more sun than most, just to keep them flowering.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any others off the top of my head.
Well, that should be good. Those couple that you gave me are good. I'll check them out at Mahoney's and Chelmsford, okay?
Awesome. Well,
thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate lawn weed control. It controls more than 200 hard-to-kill weeds right down to the roots with just one easy application. Weeds like dandelions, creeping charlie, chickweed, and clover are no match. Weed Beater Ultra is safe for lawns, and you will see results in as little as 24 hours. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 degrees or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. It can be applied from early spring to late fall, and reseeding can be done as soon as 2 weeks after application. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Weed Beater Ultra at these fine retailers. Find it at Cohasset Village Greenery in Cohasset, Massachusetts. Garden Factor in Rochester, New York. And at Achille Hardware near you in New Hampshire. Or visit www.bonide.com for a retailer near you. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn in Massachusetts.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I just wanted to give you a call back. I think it was last fall I talked to you, and you told me how to prune, when to prune my Montauk daisy. And daisy, well, it's one plant, but it had quite a few blooms. I know they do, but it's a pretty good plant. I was going to go down about a week ago, and we had anything from, I think we even had a dusting of snow, but cold and rain and drizzle and rain, and did I say rain?
Yeah.
So I waited until about the 10th, and I went down. And I was planning to cut back about 4 inches because they grew kind of tall. It was pretty somewhat of a tall plant to start with because I got it at the end of the season, sort of. And it was just about right from, I was getting, like, I don't know if you would call them buds or leaves were starting to pop on the stems already.
Yep, yep.
And so I just trimmed them down. I don't think I really had to eliminate anything until I got about 4 inches down, and I did leave about maybe a half an inch above the last leaf bud that was at the top of the stem. And I think it'll be okay. I thought it probably wouldn't have been that hardy at that point, but the next yard to us kind of slopes down at the end towards the back road. So I had a lot of runoff and a lot of it loosened up the, moistened the soil. That's the first part of their yard that started to melt off, and our little corner there. So I didn't know whether that would have triggered it to start growing because it had warmed up and it was always being pretty much bathed with quite a bit of water because we had a melt, like it seems like all of a sudden everything melted all at once. Was that why it would be starting to be so, well, I didn't think it would be growing that fast already.
Well, you're actually one of the, I think, the second or third call in regards to some of the Montauk daisies growing. So it's definitely starting. It's time to see a little bit on there. It could have something to do with that moisture. It could also, we've had some warmer nights and warmer days, even though it's been raining a lot. It's actually, the soil temperatures have warmed up. So they're not, excuse me, they're not as frozen as they have been in years past. Years past, we had, you know, heavy, heavy snow till late March. So this year, we kind of, that slowed down in the middle of March, most areas. New Hampshire still has snow, so I understand that. But in the Massachusetts area,
yeah,
they did have some warmer temperatures, so that's causing them to start to grow.
Yeah. Well, some of the nights would get down to freezing. Not all of them, but it was kind of on and off and on and off because I'm in Western Mass.
Yep.
But yeah, okay. So they usually, when do they usually pop out with the leaves? Yep. Maybe. Or?
So they'll start to be popping in the next few weeks, all over in different areas. But like I said, the soil temperatures have really warmed up, so that started to activate the root growth. So the roots are starting to pull in the nutrients, etc., and push through to the flower.
So if, let's say, next winter, April 1st is so-so, do you think I should trim that early?
Well, I would wait to start seeing some of the green pop up.
Okay.
Again, because you're supposed to prune early in the spring to about 6 inches tall, maybe a little bit more, and then the second pruning is in July. So those are those are when you should prune them. So you want to have some growth. You don't want it to be all dead growth in the early spring because you're not doing as much to it. You want to wait, get some of those buds coming up, get some of the plants going, and then make sure you do fertilize the Montauk Daisy. You could use like a plant tone would be a good one to use in there from a Espoma. That's a good product. But pruning in the spring is definitely beneficial. It the weather is what'll tell us what's good and what's bad, when it's good and when it's not to do.
Well, I know that when I did prune, it was taller than 4 inches. So when it comes to be, what month did you say, June?
End of June, early July is the second one. Is the second time to be pruning them. So maybe wait a couple weeks before you prune it back, unless you already said you did. So you'll be fine. I don't see a problem.
I didn't prune it down to 4 inches the first time. I didn't know if I should, how far down should I go.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Evelyn. We were just going back and forth, and we ran into the commercial break. So, Evelyn, sorry about that.
I just had one other question.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't even know. I was wondering if you were going to be down or out our way to the Berkshire Botanical anytime. I know, I think you maybe were there with your father years ago. Down at Great Barrington. Well, sort of Stockbridge, I guess.
Yeah, at this point, I don't have any plans right now just due to my busy season at work. I've officially started working 6 days a week for that, plus today doing the show, plus I got my two little ones. So if anything, it's probably going to be looking towards the summer, maybe fall. I'll keep it in mind.
This way, yeah. Thank you. Well, you have a good, happy spring, and talk to you down the road.
Same to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, Evelyn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, we go right back to the lines.
Stacy in New Hampshire.
Stacy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I had a question. How can I prevent animals from eating my tulips? I have a beautiful spring garden, and last year the tulips came up, and they were almost ready to bloom. Then I went out there one morning, and all the leaves were chewed right down.
It's most likely rabbits that are doing some of this.
Yes, we have a lot of rabbits. Mm-hmm.
So there's a product out there called Rabbit Scram.
Okay.
And this product is has dried blood mixed into it. It's from bovines. and this blood has a smell to it, and it, the rabbits fear get like scared from it.
And does it get washed away? Well,
so, so this is one of the good things of why I wanted you to use a rabbit scram. Rabbit scram actually is enhanced when it gets wet. Whereas a lot of other types of repellents, there are some out there that don't, but this one I know for a fact that when it gets wet, it enhances it. It makes it stronger. Okay. So that's why I like it. Because a lot of times you spray a repellent and then it has a heavy downpour, then you're out there again.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, this is a good one. A couple of the guys I work with have used it at their own houses, and they love it. They see rabbits running the other way from where they've put it.
Now, who makes that?
I'm not sure the name. They also make a product called Deer Scram.
Mm-hmm.
I've just seen it at the... I work at Mahoney's in Massachusetts, and we carry it, but they you can find them online. You know, type in rabbit scram. They also have deer scram.
Okay.
It's a really, great. It's a good little product.
Okay, because I've been out there with my Tabasco sauce, and every time it rains, I'm out there again.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. A Spoma organic potting mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try a Spoma organic potting mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I only have about a minute before break, so I don't want to bring anybody else on due to, at the 9 o'clock hour, we have Art from Boni coming on, and I wanted to, I don't want you guys to sit on the line for too long, but Art's going to talk about a bunch of different things and what we can be doing at this time of year to get the garden ready, what we can be doing in the lawn, etc. So really excited to have him on today to help us out. He's a great wealth of knowledge. Has helped me out tremendously, and I know he always loved talking with my dad as well. So he'll be on in about like 10 minutes or so, and we'll get some questions into him. But we'll ask him some of the good questions and get you guys some answers to some of the things that you could be doing at this time of year. So hang tight for us, but once we're done with Art, we'll go back to phone calls. That number is 855-660-4261. And again, we're going to be on with Art Cockett from Boni Radio, from Boni at about 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. So stay tuned. Some great stuff and a few things that we can do out in the yard now. So we'll be back at the 9 o'clock hour and we'll be talking with Art.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.